Okay, here we are, and got four or five people already online, and that means there are one or two spaces open, so you got a chance to hop in here if you want to. Let me give the number one more time. It is toll-free, 1-844-769-2944. Okay, now, Madeline Gerwick is here. She is the astrologically oriented and gifted economist, I guess we could call you. I don't know. I don't like the word economist, but you are certainly an economist of sorts. You have your
own
view.
My degree is in economics, that's for sure, and I do combine cycles of astrology with economic cycles, so it's a different perspective, but it's a more accurate one, I believe, because it takes into effect.
Well, if you're listening, she just predicted tomorrow that the Dow will go down 75% tomorrow by noon Pacific. So get out early.
Not quite. Not quite.
All right.
Tomorrow's Saturday, right?
Yeah. Now, we are in Mercury retro, so keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, all of you.
Right.
Crazy out there.
Yeah,
anything
there
you want to add?
There's a lot of reasons why the stock market could go down this fall. It's certainly the election is always a volatile period for the stock market. So it might be a good idea to be in something a little more stable for, a few months. So things kind of,
Let
themselves out.
Yeah. Okay, let's see who's up first. Going up to New York to talk to Mark. Welcome to the program, Mark. What's your question for Madeline?
Thank you, Mr. Rentz. Madeline,
yes, sir.
Before I ask you the question, I just wanted to get that 877 number one more time, please, because I missed it before.
Yeah, it's 877-524-8300.
Okay, thank you so
877-524-SCREAM.
Yeah, 8300, yeah.
Don't you hate those phone numbers when they give you a word or words?
Oh.
I can never figure them out.
I know.
I can figure them out. Come on. It's silly. Anyway.
No, but it's a hassle.
It is. All right, Mark. Go right ahead. Thanks for calling again.
Thank you. Madeline, basically, here's my question. I have a lot of anxiety because I'm self-publishing my second book, and I've been working on it for a very long time, and taking long breaks in between just to develop objectivity and things of that nature. And my target date was to release it in October in both print on demand and digital on Amazon. And
what day in October were you shooting for?
I didn't have a specific day in mind. I just figured my goal was to have it out by October.
I could be
a little bit ahead of myself. In other words, in terms of I may be able to release it earlier, or I may, wait till October.
What kind of a book is it?
It's a science fiction novel.
Mm-hmm. Science fiction? Huh.
Yes. I have something.
Don't title it Independence Day, whatever you do.
No, I won't. No, I'm very interested. All my work is about perception, and so I've always been interested in perceptions. And so what's important for me really is that a person, like I said before, you have to take long breaks in between because you have to have objectivity to look back at your own work.
Right.
After a while, you develop tunnel vision when you're writing a book or anything else creative that's like a long-term project. I feel that the book is fine, but it has to be good. And I'm not sure, I can no longer, I don't have the 100% objectivity. Like I felt when I was working on it in July, really positive and stuff like that. And then, I started to get, I don't know, maybe it's a normal thing because it's never happened to me before, anxiety over it. You know what I mean? Like the type of,
right.
Gee, what if I'm pushing it too hard? But I really want to move forward because, I mean, I've licensed the artwork for it. I mean, this is really,
wow.
Even though it's being self-published, you know, print on demand.
You're really into it. Good.
Yeah, it is a professional, it's as professional of work as I could possibly do, on my, you know, with a limited budget that I have. And so, you know, I just, you know, and it's also,
you know, what
important.
I think I would do is, if you can, I would probably put it out on September 22nd, if you can.
Okay, but
that's
not before?
That's what I would do. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Oh,
I
that
think
would
I
be
would
here
wait.
In a week, it'll seem like. September 22nd? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's 21 days, 3 weeks from now. So I would do that because, or 20 days from now, that is a strong date for publishing. It's a strong date for Mercury. It's trying to Pluto very, very exactly, which is great for reaching the masses and important people. There's a nice money cycle that day and high growth cycle that day, and that's what I would do. I would put it out that day on the 22nd if you can.
Okay. Thank you so much for your advice. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's what I would do. And if you need to make sure you're going to have a home run, call me and I'll do a timing for you so you know that the finances will work.
Good. Very good.
Okay.
Good luck,
thank
Mark.
You. Thank you very much. And thank you, Mr. Renson. Thank you, Madeline. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
You're
welcome.
You're welcome, Mark. Okay. Very good. Tom in California.
Hi.
It's your turn, Tom. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Jeff.
Good.
My birthday is March 21st, 1949, Santa Ana, California.
What time?
6:59 a.m.
6:59 a.m. in Santa Ana?
Yeah, when it was still Caucasian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live in Ventura now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Santa Ana, Harbor Boulevard was a magnificent drive all the way down to the beach. You could drive all the way. I grew up in Newport Beach, and Harbor Boulevard was that was how you got to Disneyland, too. It was fun.
I thought you were raised in Santa Barbara, Jeff.
I went there when I was a teenager, and before that it was kind of tough territory. But, yeah, I was essentially a Santa Barbara child.
Well, Madeline, I was asking about my health and just in general, or if you see something else.
Okay.
The general health. General health. Okay.
Well, let me ask you a few questions. It looks like you're having some pretty major cycles right now. And is there any, I don't know, anxiety, nervousness? I don't know. Any sudden changes in your health?
Are you dealing with some serious issues? We don't have to go into detail, but
well, I am a diabetic, mm-hmm. and I'm 67,
mm-hmm.
and I've been feeling a little up to par. When I was 10, I had brain surgery. I got hit with a baseball. Hit me.
Wow.
Oh my!
I broke one bone, four pieces, and shot went through the brain.
Wow.
And it was my dad. They hit the ball. We were having practice when I was in Little League.
Wow.
And anyway, I already had my last rites and all that stuff. And then he told my parents if I lived, I'd be paralyzed from the waist down.
But you showed them otherwise.
Well, my mother, she was a pretty religious gal.
Uh-huh.
She was Italian. Italian. She came up to the head of my bed and said, Lord, take my legs for his. I got better, and next thing I knew, she had MS and couldn't walk anymore. So,
oh, my goodness.
That was a heavy thing to carry because I felt she did it for me.
Well, that's what mothers do. Wonderful, great mothers do that for their children.
Yeah, that's correct. Right.
That's the greatest gift, beside giving birth to you. That's a woman is a saint. That's just amazing.
Yeah, she was a great gal. She was only 49 when she passed, but she had seven kids at 29.
Huh.
Wow.
Well,
holy
she left. Cow. She left. She left some goodness on the planet. I can sense that.
Thank you. I would say
one thing just about diabetes, and I'll get out of the way. You can reverse most diabetes conditions with diet. And if you've probably done this, but get online, anyone listening, do your research, natural cures for diabetes. And it's all about diet. That's the truth.
I believe you. Because I won't take the medication they give me. I just don't trust them.
You're not alone, and a lot of people have gotten a lot better when they've weaned themselves off of it and changed their diet. So,
yes.
Right.
Yes. So
yeah,
I was just wondering, just in general, if you see anything. Okay.
Well, you do have some fairly big cycles going on where you look like you're up for some pretty big changes. Did anything change in your home life this year or your career? Or your community
standing? Let me say this. Last time you were on, I called, and you said that there might be some, like, earthquakes in my relationship.
Yeah, right.
Yes, and there's been some shaky things going on, so I was just wondering if you still saw that.
Yeah, that's still there, and it looks like it's going to get stronger. It might get a little bit better for a few months until maybe spring, but it'll get stronger first, and then it'll decrease a little bit for maybe 3 or 4 months, and then it'll come back again. You're actually in the process of making some fairly big changes in yourself, you see, in your identity of who you really are and what kind of relationships you really want to have in your life. And at the same time, you're kind of in the process of possibly changing your community standing. Now, sometimes that's a career, sometimes it's marital standing, sometimes that's, you know, some type of work that you might be doing in an organization for the community. So there are a lot of different ways that can happen. And it can also have a fairly major change in your home life. So you've got you, yourself, your relationships, your community standing or career, and your home life. it's kind of like all areas are sort of on red alert.
Well, I tell you, it's, you know, I got like roughly 100 people on my email list, and I have a big family, got some back east and a lot of friends and family, and I've been for the last 20 years, you know, trying to wake up people, and it's gotten, discouraging, I know I hear people saying people are waking up, and no matter what, people won't do their own homework, you know.
Right.
Everything's a conspiracy. So that's sort of been. So I quit as far as September 1st. And I said no more. I'm not sending any more information about it. Nobody appreciates it. So anyway.
There's a good reason for you not to do that, because, you know, they almost have to wake up on their own timetable.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you've been telling them time's short, though.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your perspective about that. You know, Cryon actually said that we're not ever going to have Armageddon. We're never going to have World War III. He said that we passed that timeline, yeah, you know, really like 15 years ago or something like that. And that, you know, the way things, and the reason that we're not going to have it, he said, is because consciousness has changed too much to have it. And that was the reason why we skipped that timeline. So in a certain sense, time is short if you're thinking about something like the election. But in another sense, we're headed towards a situation of peace for a long time, but there's some rough roads before we get there. So it depends on how you look at it. You see what I mean? It's not cut and dried, you know.
Okay, well,
yeah, all right.
I don't want to hold up the line.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom. Good luck, and do look into that diet, okay?
I will do. Thank you.
Yeah, because you really want to make sure your health is okay with all these major changes.
Right. All right. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Okay. Let's trundle off to the Rust Belt. Well, maybe this is the northern part. Michigan. And say hello to Eric. Hi, Eric. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good.
I was born September 12th, 1974, Owosso, Michigan.
How do you spell that?
Owosso?
Yeah.
O-W-O-S-S-O.
Okay,
I never
wait.
Heard of that one.
O-W-O-S-S-O.
O-W-O-S-S-O.
That's I assume it's an Indian name of some kind.
Yeah, probably.
That's,
and
I never heard
Michigan?
That one. Yeah, Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan
time
at
what?
2:03 p.m.
2:03 p.m.
Now, how do we know what? Wait a minute. I got to ask this question. How do we know? It's when do they hit the stopwatch? When the last little toe is out? Is
I have
that
no
it?
Idea. But you do have that question of a lot of times there are some fairly major things going on at the birth of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't really know, did they do it when the baby first came out? Did they look at their clock 5 minutes later? You know, sometimes there are some things that are not quite right.
Sure.
You know, so what's your question, Eric?
Well, I recently quit smoking marijuana. And, now I'm working on quitting smoking cigarettes, tobacco.
Okay.
I was wondering what kind of success I'll have on at least the tobacco part.
Huh.
That's a tough one. Nicotine is maybe the most addictive substance on the planet. It's certainly right up there. It's hard, very hard.
Yeah, I wake up in the morning and go for a walk, no cigarette, and my body just feels like jello.
Have you been trying any of these nicotine substitutes to wean and all that? Have you tried all those things? E-cigarettes, and I don't know anything about it, but there seem to be some options out there to try to help people at least make that first step. And getting up and going for a walk, I really honor that. That takes a lot of discipline. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to go cold turkey.
And it might work. You actually have a couple of cycles that are real strong right now. One of them is for starting fortunate actions, taking fortunate actions, like a new cycle to take fortunate actions. And Jupiter's going to come along here very shortly and conjunct your Pluto. It's already pretty close. You know, it's almost in range, like probably next week it'll be in range. And that probably will be exact in October, time in early October. So that is actually a great cycle for you to be able to transform your health. And I would stick with it. I think you have the ability to do it. So it's definitely, and also, you have another cycle occurring right now that is like able to make major changes to your health. So those two cycles together should really help you in being able to do that.
All right.
Okay, that's good news.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, I just want to mention that you have a cycle going on right now where you are redefining who you are.
Okay.
It's a very important cycle.
He just dropped off, but he heard that, so good.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. We've got a bunch more calls. Let's just go ahead and roll right through this.
Let me
say something here. This is just maybe a little bit of help to some people. Once in a while, it doesn't happen very often, I get an email from somebody saying, "Nah, you talk too much. You're talking over your guest." And look, every guest, I've interviewed over 20,000 people. But let me back up now, rewind. What I do is not interview in the sense question and answer. Ask a question, listen to the answer. This is a conversation that I have with people. It's like a phone call, a chat, a conversation. And some people will say something and pause. Some people will start and they won't stop. And you have to step in sometimes, because some people say some really important things, and I like to step in and grab that thought, that statement, and repeat it so it has a chance to sink in, because the pace at which some people talk is very fast and they're saying some really good things. So I'll try and pull something someone said and repeat it one way or the other in a conversation, because it's a three-way conversation. It's all of you folks there. It's me. It's the guest. And so it's not a rigid, formal Q&A. It's a conversation. So hope that helps a few of you understand the way I have always done things. It just works that way. And the best thing I can say is if a guest is paced and measured, it works beautifully. Some guests they get up and they're like a machine gun, and you've got to step in, or they're going to shoot and waste all of their good intellectual ammunition. It'll just go, and I got to slow them down. So there's that too. But it's everyone's different, and it's always a pleasure to talk to people. And as I've said before, I get to learn a lot of things, like everyone listening. So it's fun. I wouldn't do it. Okay. Next up, did that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
All right. Now, in Canada, it looks, I only know one Victor in Canada. And this man is quite an expert in the field of astrology. He is Victor Fletcher, I'm guessing, and he is the editor and founder and owner of the Toronto Street News. Is that you, Victor?
That's me, thank you, yes.
Hi, welcome, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm getting older. I'm like that guy, like you were saying, don't talk too fast. So I hope I can talk fast enough, put it that way.
Yeah. That's
so
funny.
Getting back to Hillary, now I looked up her chart, when she started announced her first campaign to run for president, and I'm sure she's working in astrology too. It looked.
What time do you have for Hillary?
The rising sign, or
Do you have a birth time for her?
I'm just going by a chart from a magazine here. I had her for I don't know what time it is.
So you got the data from a published source?
She's at 22 degrees Scorpio.
22 degrees Scorpio for rising.
Yeah, and.
Okay, that kind of sounds like maybe the 8, I can't remember if it's 8 a.m. or p.m., I can't remember, but probably a.m.
Yeah.
There was one time that was, like a Scorpio rising that looked at, but it wasn't a confirmed time.
That's always it, and especially Obama, I never trusted those charts. don't know when he was born at all.
Yeah, right.
It's a real mystery. But So I was looking at this debate chart now. Like so when she announced it, it looked quite advantageous for her chart. I thought at the time, like this always, you know, an astrologer had picked it out for her.
On the 26th, you mean, Victor?
No, I'm looking at the 26th as well, and I'm thinking the Sun and Jupiter are together, conjunct that day, and they're exactly 30 degrees before Venus in Scorpio, and their Venus is just about 1 degree away from her sun sign degree. So that would look like they're going to make her out as the female, Venus being the woman that would really make her shine that day,
mm-hmm.
and give her extra protection. Now, but looking at the rest of her chart on this magazine here, she's got Mars, Pluto, and Saturn all together in Leo, and support. So, like a real killer here when you get those three together, Mars, Pluto, and Saturn.
And they're
kind of in positive angle with Jupiter, so we're talking about a plethora of dead people around her.
It shows
right there.
It shows, exactly.
You know, that's the first thing I heard about the murders, and more than years ago, I'd heard about it. When I looked at that chart, I thought, wow, does that ever fit?
That's true. It does.
She's a deadly character.
Yeah, that's
it's almost,
true.
And
you know that
like,
that day is, although I'm not sure exactly what time we're having that debate, but you know the moon is in Leo that day, and so it could be conjuncting that, you know, Mars.
That's right.
Pluto,
that'll show
Saturn.
Her off too.
Yeah, yep,
you're right. Yeah. You're right.
I don't know. You know, Trump has got Jupiter in Libra, and Jupiter doesn't quite conjunct it exactly by the time of the election, but it does get close enough to be, you know, in a conjunction aspect. So I don't know. It's interesting to see how these different aspects are occurring on election day. Although one thing I have thought about is you don't actually have, you know, this big number of people electing on election day anymore, because so many states now have long periods where, you know, you can send in your ballot. So you have a kind of a long, you know, a couple of weeks there where people are voting. And so you don't have the same, you know, emphasis that you did on that one day before.
Yeah, I wouldn't really work that hard at the. He looks very, very popular. Of course, he's got Jupiter at 21 degrees Libra, and on election day, Jupiter will be at 13. So that'll raise his popularity. It's going to be a real race, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and of course, election day, the moon will be in Aquarius, and that would also help him out with his Gemini sun signs.
Well, and that's so interesting because the moon starts in Aquarius, so at first it's trining his sun and Uranus and
right,
all that stuff, and then it moves into Pisces and it trines her sun. So, you know, it's kind of, but one thing I did look at was that Mars that day is at 29 degrees of Capricorn, and the progressed Pluto for the United States is also at 29 degrees Capricorn. And so I wondered about, you know, Mars in Capricorn represents a business person usually, or a very, you know, highly regarded leader of some sort, and so I thought possibly it might be Trump's turn to be elected because it looked like a business person was coming to power, but it could also be that he's being killed.
Well,
Pluto
well,
has that
it.
Possibility. You have
that's,
to,
that's it. That's right.
Yeah.
That's,
you just can't really tell well. Which way they would do it.
I think there's.
And we already know they're trying to kill him since
yeah,
he's already had that.
We know that
right.
We've heard of two attempts, and
right.
There have been several that we haven't. They're certainly not going to quit with that.
It's
unless,
just so,
unless
just so dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's well, you know that, Victor. They've tried to kill you. They've tried to
yeah.
remove me.
Yeah.
And we're just not on the same level. This guy is threatening to take all of their money games away from them, or a lot of them.
Right.
That's what they're afraid of.
Yep.
It's all about greed. And
well, he knows all the tricks.
He's been there all his life.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what he said. He says, "I know how it works."
Yeah, that's right. He does.
Yeah. All right.
He paid Hillary himself, probably.
Probably.
That's funny. All right, Victor.
Oh,
thank
God.
You.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll see you. Yep.
Okay. Take care. Okay. Let's go to New York again and say hello to Brett. Hello, Brett. Welcome to the program. It's your turn.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Almost addicted listener, and you know, if you only get an email once in a while, then don't sweat it. You're pleasing the masses, and you got a happy listener here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. No, I can never. No one can please all the people. You do that, you can get 3/4 of them. You're a big winner. That's what we try to do, many as we can.
And I always enjoy hearing Madeline, and I'm grateful for an opportunity.
She's amazing.
You, Brett.
Yeah.
How can we help you today?
My birth date is 4/22/1962. I believe
4/22/1962. Okay, 8:30 a.m.
I believe
8:30 a.m. Okay, where were you born?
New York City, Bronx.
Okay.
Wow, that doesn't happen very often anymore. The folks I hear about.
Well, that hospital's gone, actually.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So
the Bronx. I hear the Bronx is gone too. I mean, it's the whole city is going.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
it was a lot worse years ago. They used to call it Little House on the Prairie because nothing but old burnt out buildings.
Huh. Yeah. All right, Madeline, go ahead.
So how can I help you?
Well, I'm considering selling my business. Toying with the idea of moving out of the country, and well, I guess I have probably more than one question, and you know, of course, looking for love all at the same time.
Well, let me just mention here that it looks like you are in the process of dissolving your career and home life at the same time. That usually means that you are going through some kind of dismemberment phase, where you're going to let something go so you can build something better.
Well, he's talking about moving, and that's one of the that's the second most traumatic thing in life.
Yeah, I would say that fits pretty well with what I'm seeing here. Now, did you say where you were planning to move to?
Well, I was considering out of the country, but it doesn't seem like there's South America doesn't seem that safe.
There's nowhere to run, my friend.
Yeah, really.
There's nowhere to go. You might as well stay here. Just try and I would, if you can take your means of livelihood with you. There are some, I am told, some very safe areas in the Appalachians, the Ozarks, another area. Certainly out west, there are areas that where I am in southern Oregon, other than Fukushima, and there are ways to remediate that. There are no nuclear facilities, no nuclear targets, no military installations around here. So it's there
that's
are areas
where?
in the southern Oregon.
Southern Oregon?
Southwest Oregon. Medford, Grants Pass, Ashland area. It's beautiful, the Rogue River Valley. Very nice.
Very good. I was kind of looking for some place
to
warm
up. And one thing I would tell you, Brett, from my years of teaching prosperity training, is you should never make a decision based on fear. So it should always be a choice that you make because you want to go towards something rather than away from something. I would never make a decision based on fear. It will not work out well, I guarantee you. You want to be sure you choose your choices because they excite you. They're fun or they're joyful to you in some way rather than the other way. And you do have some fairly major cycles that are coming up. They're not here yet, but 2018, I think you're going to be ready for a very big change in 2018, 2019. So whatever change you might make right now, you're probably going to make another really big change in 2018 to 2019. So,
okay.
You know, it's not quite that time for that really big shot, but your career and home life, you look like you're ready to do something a little different. And I'm not sure if maybe you haven't been on a path that has brought you enough joy. You know, like sometimes people end up on paths where they're just sort of what I call in survival mode. They know how to do this skill and it feeds them and that sort of thing, but it doesn't actually bring them joy. And the problem with that situation is that unless your work brings you joy, you're actually pushing money away from you. It's subtle because you don't necessarily realize what you didn't get. But that's why I would encourage you to make your choices based on whatever brings you the most joy. That would be the best way to look at it.
That's very good. Do you have a business that you can take with you or a means to engage the system and pull some money out of it for yourself?
I have several things that I'm fairly decent at, but the business I'm in now is I'd have to do like a 1031 exchange or something bring it someplace else. I'd have to restart.
Right. Well, you've got the ability. You've got the. It sounds like you have the vitality and the interest. And yeah, I don't know. People talk about moving out of the country, expats all the time, South America, Central America. Nothing against those places, but I wouldn't honestly want to be there. There's the stability factor is always questionable, and 90 some percent of Americans who leave the country come back within 2 years.
They come back, yeah.
Yeah,
I hear that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
it looks
thank
like
you much.
Do you have a music talent or healing a talent?
What was the last thing?
Do you have a music or
music
a healing,
or healing
talent?
Healing talent, either one.
Healing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually considered pursuing something in the healing aspect.
I would do that. I would look into doing that.
Okay.
All right. Good. Brett, go to it.
Thank you.
All right. Good
Thank
luck.
You. Appreciate everything. Bye-bye.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's keep at it here and head on up to Canada and say hello to Michael. Hello, Michael. What part of Canada are you calling from?
Calgary, Alberta.
Very good. Okay. Madeline is here. Your birth date information for her, if you will?
Sure, we'll start with that, Madeline. Birth date is August 27th, 1951.
Oh, my Vancouver. God, you're born 2 days before me.
well, happy birthday,
by the way.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, we got a great year ahead of us. What time
were
you born?
So.
Yeah.
I think 10:21 a.m.
10:21. Okay.
I think
yeah.
So, yeah.
Happy birthday to both of you. I don't any longer recognize birthdays.
Well, it's kind of important in my career.
No, you have. That's of course. No, I'm staying with Jack Benny. And
Jack Benny, you're going to stay 39 forever.
He did very well with it.
Yeah, he did pretty good. Yeah. Where were you born,
I stopped counting at 45.
It's fine. It's all BS, Michael, except for the astrological side. It's just a number, for God's sake, and people use it to pigeonhole others and categorize them, and I just don't like the whole concept.
Yeah.
Never have. People
so you,
are what they
you know
are.
What the right answer is to how old are you? It's ageless and eternal. just like
for sure.
You.
Very good. That's almost as good as when someone says, have a nice day. You tell them, well, thank you, but I have other plans.
Oh, dear. Well, where were you born, Michael?
My place of birth was Vancouver, B.C.
Oh, okay, Vancouver. All right, and how can I help you today?
Well, I've been self-employed, actually, since 1973, so what I can say is that the universe has always taken good care of me, and I'm also very co-creative. So in the work that I'm in, I don't have a storefront or a bricks-and-mortar type of an operation, but whenever I've needed to, I've, you know, been able to raise whatever money I require to, you know, get the bills paid and live a reasonable life.
Mm-hmm.
But the business I've been doing for virtually the last 40 years just doesn't give me enough what I would call juice anymore. And I came up with a very interesting idea for something I planned to start up in about, well, I want to get out of the current business I'm in. That's going to take about 6 to 9 months. I'd like
okay.
to be finished up in 9 months.
Okay.
However, this summer, so I am in the art business, and art and photography, picture framing is part of what I do.
Mm.
So something very interesting came up this summer, which I can probably use as a bit of a stepping stone in this transitional phase, but it's been very inspiring and opened up a door for me that just with this new venture, and it's art-related still, and I plan to pursue some of the possibilities with that, but I still want to keep on focus for the new, much more exciting career path, you know, that has unlimited possibilities. But that's the one that wouldn't start until next year.
Oh, I see, huh?
So any insights into cycles that you may be perceiving in regards to my birth date and all the rest of that?
Well, let me just first mention to you that your company itself has completely different cycles based on when you started it.
Right.
So, you know, maybe call me back next month with your company birth data. You know, what I'm seeing here is Jupiter is a little bit later this year coming into your first house of, you know, your physical well-being. So that's typically a time when there's a lot of self-discovery, self-expansion. Sometimes it's travel, but sometimes it's just expanding by moving into a different creative outlet, a different path that you're going to take. Sometimes it's going to college or taking classes or something of that sort.
Right.
In your case, it looks like it's going to be a different path with a new vision. That's what it looks like to me, a new vision that you're coming to. So
that's probably the big one that you're
That's
that you're
what I would think.
On,
yeah,
finally.
It looks like, yeah. And it's going to be there for, probably a year and a half, but at least a year and a quarter. So you've got a pretty good long time here to sort of get that sort of rolling, you see.
Yeah, it's going to take a year or so, a year and a quarter to launch this thing.
Right. And
so how much?
Go ahead.
How much should I allow myself to be distracted by this new inspiring thing that showed up during the summer? That is the old related. Just use that to stay inspired.
I'm sorry.
Just use that to help keep me inspired for the bigger one.
Oh, inspiration is a very wonderful commodity, so keep it around as long as you can. Nurture it. Do whatever. Michael, I'm going to move on and try and get one or two more in here in our next 5 minutes. That's all we have. Anything you want to ask Madeline real quickly?
Well, let me just tell him that it looks like you have potential for a fair amount of money here to come in, and so that might also be that inspiration that you found over the summer, and that could last a fair amount of time. So I would, you know, till at least early next year. So I would jump on it.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Always nice when it's raining money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we do have a great year ahead of us, so enjoy it.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, both of you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All right, let's real quick, let's see if I can do this. I don't know if I will be able to. I'll try. Terry is in Alabama, I believe. Are you there in Alabama, Terry? Am I right?
Yes, sir, Jeff. I'm actually an Ohio girl displaced in Alabama.
I can tell by the accent. No,
well,
just kidding, just kidding. All right, go if you'd like. She's right here, so go ahead with your birth date material and see what she can do for you.
April 2, 1965.
April 2nd, 1965. You're a little bit broken up there. Okay, April 2nd, 1965.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you are. I can hear you now.
Oh, awesome. Salem, Columbiana County, Ohio.
The name of the city again, please?
Salem.
Salem. In Ohio.
Yes,
okay, Salem, Ohio, Columbia County.
Yes.
All right. And the time?
Yes. I believe it is 5:43 a.m.
5:43 a.m. Okay.
Kept your mother awake all night, did you?
Oh, I got this ridiculous story of how it stormed and then I was born and the sun came up and the sky was blue, you know.
Yeah.
How nice. That's pretty cool.
You could bottle it. You're on the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was my birth mother. She was very young, so she didn't raise me, but I got to meet her, and then I got that story.
Right.
I see. Wow.
Okay.
And well, what question can I answer for you quickly here?
I'm a naturally gifted healer. And I'm thinking about stepping out, you know, professionally, and which I desperately want to do, but I'm down here stuck in the Bible Belt.
Well, I tell you what, I have parents that lived in Kentucky, and it is challenging down there to find good health care. Very challenging, because all they have is the AMA. So, I would bet there are quite a few people. What's that?
Yeah, I do Reiki. I'm a Reiki master.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't have any other professional credentials, but I'm incredibly gifted. And, you know, it's about time I did something professionally with this and not only help people, but make some money, too.
I actually would agree with that. Because that looks perfect for your chart, and it looks like now is a good time for you to do that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you get two pieces of plywood, one for the front, one for the back, and you put them over your head with a rope, and you walk around the street, drum up business. I don't know how to tell people to advertise. You know, you put a banner on a website, or you put an ad in the newspaper. How do you advertise, Madeline? How's this woman going to
make it known
that she's got this talent?
Let me make a couple of suggestions here. Do you have any kids in school or any grandkids or anything that where you might be able to get? No, nothing like that. Are there any organizations where you could take a flyer with a discount coupon in for people who might be interested?
Okay.
That would be it's a fairly simple thing to do, to make up a flyer with a discount coupon and put them in places where a fair number of people might be.
Well, health food store bulletin boards, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. Health food store, if you have any in your area.
No, probably not. I'm in a tiny town. I'm in Gomer Pyle's hometown.
Does she need to move, Madeline? Is that something that ought to be on her plate?
I don't see that happening here quickly anyways, at least not with this set of cycles. But, let me see.
She's not overwhelmingly happy with where she is.
Oh, that's true, and I can confirm Madeline's remark earlier about not making any decisions out of fear.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll try and make another one that brings you more joy.
About a minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah, make another decision that brings you more joy.
I will work on that, Madeline.
Yeah.
All right, you're a healer, so don't forget to heal yourself.
That's right. Absolutely, Jeff.
Much
respect.
You take care.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Madeline. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
All right. I'm sorry. John, if you can call in next time, we'll hopefully get you first up on the list. We just ran out of time here. We're over time. But thank you for waiting. And all of you who called, thank you. Final comment, young lady.
Well, I hope that people will do some rethinking this month and really pay attention to what's going on. There are some great cycles, so if you have anything important to start, I would do it by September 22nd at the latest, September 19th or 20th are other possible dates, but September 22nd would be the last date. And right after that, we go into third quarter moon when the cycles are not yet, the structures are not really in place yet for new starts until October. But by the time we get to October, we're into power struggles. So let's get our new starts done this month by the 22nd.
All right. And give your phone number again for people who like to call.
Yes, it's 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300.
Very good. All right. Now, you stay out of trouble. We'll talk next month.
definitely.
I guess we'll see
what comes up this month. I think we're going to see some pretty interesting things.
Well, I think you're right. The debate... and then there's this thing on the 7th with NBC, the one-hour forum, which will be pre-recorded probably in Hillary's regard. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty interesting month. A lot of terrain, a lot of texture, a lot of maybe surprises in there, too.
So. I think so. I'll be looking forward to our time next month.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
All right. Night.
Bye-bye.
All right, there she goes, Madeline Gerwick, and we will pause and come right back. David John Oates up next from Adelaide, Australia. He has 40 brand new speech reversals from Clinton and Donald Trump, and we'll see what else he has on tap for us. Coming up next.